Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Shortridge and Jen Shortridge.
Hello.
Get your mic up there, Joey.
Yeah, I had it out of the way.
How are you? Busy man. My brother.
Awesome.
Good.
Another great week. We got a lot of stuff accomplished.
Oh my goodness. Have we ever?
I'm declaring 2017 the year of profit.
I think it should be down with junk and up with
that's what I mean.
Profit.
And profit's not just money. It's happiness. It's cleaning stuff out, like I say a thousand times.
Yeah.
You know, but we're working on it. I got a bunch of stuff already out of the house. I'm going to work on the shed next. So.
Awesome. That's great. I'm taking a week off and I'm doing all my honey. I don't have a honey-do list that I'm accomplishing. It's like 8 pages long.
It's a do-it-your-own-self or do-it-your-damn-self list.
Watch your mouth. Shut your mouth. It's a family-friendly show.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so it's been crazy busy this week. We've had a really exciting week. Yeah. Lots going on.
We worked.
It never ends.
Yeah. One of the big new announcements are we are on YouTube.
Yay! We went back. Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
We've had videos before, but we've actually made our own channel on YouTube, so check it out. It's 222 Paranormal Podcast on YouTube.
It's awesome.
Just go to our Facebook page. We'll link it up.
Yeah, we'll link it up. You know, a lot of people, like you and I, when we're doing stuff around the house or working, I have YouTube on and I just listen. I don't necessarily have to watch a video, but I'll have it in my earphones and I can just listen along as I'm doing my thing. So if you guys want to just check out all of our shows, subscribe to our channel.
It's an easy way to get it. And that's the same thing I do. I listen to a lot of lectures and I don't watch the videos. I just turn them on.
Yeah,
and
it's a great tool
mingle
for
around
that.
The house.
Yeah. So if anybody wants, they can leave us a comment below one of the videos and make sure you subscribe. We'd love to have you in our private group.
Our circle of friends.
It's VIP.
P-I-P.
P-I-P. I'm a P-I-P. I'm a P-I-P.
I'm a P-I-P.
Sadate.
Sadate. Got any funny news stories
for us? I do. I have a couple of things for you, valued listeners here. Okay, this one's a good one. So there's a man in Portland, Maine, who was arrested for dressing like a tree and standing in the middle of the road.
So okay.
30-year-old Asher Woodsworth. Which is
Woodsworth?
Kind of a pun, you know, his Woodsworth, and
his
he's dressing as a tree.
Did you say Asher?
Asher.
Asher Woodsworth. That can't be his real name.
I don't know.
I mean, who would name a tree that?
I don't know. So local police had given him a warning to get out of the road, and people thought he was an art project, so they were stopping and taking pictures of him, but it wasn't an art project. He told the police that he wanted to find out how him being a tree in the middle of the road would affect their natural choreography.
Yeah, they'd swerve.
Yeah, who wants to hit a tree in the middle of Portland, Maine? So he was charged with obstructing, only got a $60 bail. Had to pay $60 for his bail. They were just not clear why he was dressing like a tree and standing in the middle of the road.
You never know.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, you know, just don't stand in the middle of the road. Just stand on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, maybe he thought it was going to get decorated like a Christmas tree or something.
Like me, when I stand on the sidewalk holding a sign says,
when you hoe
don't
on
read this sign.
When you hoe on this middle of the sidewalk. All right. Got another one for you.
Okay.
This one's good.
Go ahead.
Listen up, everybody.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Are you listening?
What?
Huh?
Okay.
Okay. Can I go now?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. So...
Yeah, you said you were going to go.
It's so ridiculous. I love it. It's so great. Okay, so two men brought a dead deer into a Walmart in a shopping cart.
Were they dressed as Elvis?
No, they were not.
Oh.
But the men were told to leave the store when the manager noticed bringing in a dead deer in the shopping cart. Two women, bystanders who took pictures, said there was blood all over the floor and a deer in a shopping cart in Walmart. Go figure.
You know, you think you've seen it all until you've seen a dead deer in a shopping cart at Walmart.
Guess what the name of the town was?
Oh, no.
Not making it this up, people. Short Pump, Virginia.
Is anywhere anywhere near Rodney?
Rodney Shortridge, do you live near Short Pump, Virginia? He's in West Virginia, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, West Virginia.
We should look him up. You would think we would know.
But can I mention about Rodney?
You can do anything you want.
Okay,
it's our show.
So listen up, folks. In the first week of December, the first Thursday in December, I will be interviewed on Rodney's.
First, is that around the 8th?
It's the 8th or the 9th. I can't remember. I don't remember names, dates, faces, phone numbers. But anyways, so I am going to be special guest star on Rodney's podcast. I think he's a radio show. He's a blog talk show.
Yeah, it's a live show on
the
internet.
It's called Within the Chaos with Rodney Shortridge. He is a paranormal investigator, and he is the founder of Black Diamond Paranormal, and I will be on his show answering all his questions and all the viewers' questions. So call in, say hello, listen in Thursday night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and you can listen on, or you can tune in on Facebook.
Yeah, you can go to Facebook Within the Chaos, and he has some amazing guests. Some people are really famous, and I kind of feel honored that Rodney, and we're no relation that we know of.
Yeah.
But yeah, check me out. I'll be on there.
Yeah, he's on Blogspot.
Blogspot.
And here's a link. It's http://TOBTR.com/961417171, and we'll put his links in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll
so
put
people
it
can
in
just
show
do that
notes.
Because this is confusing.
It is, but yeah, it's awesome. Check out his Facebook page Within the Chaos, and I will be on there sharing all my paranormal stories and any other stories, and names will not be mentioned.
Oh, I hope not.
To protect the uninnocent.
Yeah, I'm looking it up here and I don't have the date.
Just go to 222 Paranormal Podcast on Facebook. I have put the picture up there with all the information.
Okay.
Rock and roll. All right, Joe, tell all our viewers where. I'm really excited about this topic today, even though I'm depressed today. I'm very sad.
Why are you sad?
Well, because I sat in your chair and I broke it because I'm chunky.
I broke that chair first, though. I broke that like a week ago, and I, you know, with my great woodworking skills, I fixed it, and it didn't work out. Yes. December 8th, Jen will be on from 10 till 12.
I hope I can stay up that late.
Yeah,
it's past my bedtime.
So I found the ad. If you just go up on our Facebook page, it's on there.
Yeah, look at my.
You would think that we would know
craziness.
This
craziness.
I mean, you should have your schedule memorized.
Oh, I'm on vacation this week, so all bets are off.
Okay, so.
I did.
What?
Oh, I'm on vacation, so I had a little drinky drink this morning.
I
never do that. I just.
I wondered what this box of wine is sitting on the counter here for. What's the hose going up through the microphone?
Yes.
I thought you were going to do that thing like Cat Stevens or whoever is. Wah, wah, wah. Instead, it's wah, wah, wine. All right, our topic for today.
Oh, yes. I'm really excited to bring this topic to you guys. I've been wanting to do this show for a long time because they're so interesting. It's an interesting topic. You know, we did demonic possessions before, so now we want to go on the other side and we're going to do angels.
Yeah. So, Jen.
Okay.
Let's start with angels.
All right. So, tell us what exactly an angel is, which I think everybody knows, but just for our listeners who just may not know the true understanding of it.
Oh, okay. Angels are often viewed as beings of extensions of the divine being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, they're used to bring the message of God,
mm-hmm.
and lots of times you have different types of angels, but some religions teach that angels can only do what the supreme being instructs them to do.
Okay.
Appearances of angels vary as well. Most descriptions of them are in human form. And a lot of the descriptions are, you always see the standard with the wings and the mm-hmm. halo and that. But I did find that in the Old Testament, they were always referred to as men.
Okay.
They were always referred to as the shining ones, wearing shiny clothing. They never had wings or that. But later in the Bible, I did see a few passages that refer to him as having wings.
Interesting.
So I mean, they could be both ways. I mean, Sarah McLachlan definitely thinks that they have wings.
Oh, you know, I hate that song.
But
okay,
I was going to say nowhere in the Bible does it actually say that they have wings, but in my research, I did find one verse that mm-hmm. did say that they had wings. So I don't know. I
think
not...
a lot of the reason people just have that stuck in their mind is because of all the Renaissance paintings that always painted the little cherubs that had wings, or the guardian yep. angels that had the wings. And, you know, that's just the image that's stuck in people's minds. But, you know, like, I would think an angel could take any form.
Well, yeah, because it's a beam of energy, or a bean, not beam, a beam of energy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what angels pretty much are, is pure energy. And, you know, there's different rankings and stuff of angels.
Okay.
Which is kind of odd, because going through my research here, you'd think that an angel is an angel.
So there's different levels, or
yeah.
like a hierarchy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's run through. Okay. What's the highest type of an angel?
That would be the seraphim.
Okay.
Like the paraffin wax, the seraphim.
Seraphim.
They're also sometimes called the burning ones, because they are closest to God and radiate pure light. These angels who constantly sing God's praise. So they're the ones that are always like singing mm-hmm. the hymns and all that. Their duties are to regulate the heavens. You know, it's said that Lucifer was one of the brightest of the seraphims, and he became the head of the fallen angels.
It's interesting. Like, why? My question would be, why would God allow him to fall?
That's another thing that I don't understand, because, you know, you have these different levels
of angels.
Yeah. You know, you have the fallen angels. Well, mm-hmm. that means that they have...
How many have fallen? That's my question.
35.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
no, I don't know. But
too many.
It's almost like they have, I don't want to say self-awareness, but they make their own decisions.
Well, maybe, you know, the higher beings, whatever religion you are, you have free will.
Yeah.
So you have the right to choose between, or, you know, the option to choose between good and evil, or doing right or wrong, or.
That's true.
You know, so it could have been a choice that, mm-hmm. okay, you know, I'm going to go down here and get in the heat yeah. or stay up here in the clouds.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you got to go to the heat, because, you know, the winters around here are cold.
Yeah, really. So, okay, so that's the highest level. Yeah. So what's the next level
cherub?
Down? Okay.
Cherubim.
Something
I'm
like
gonna,
that.
I'm gonna have terrible.
I can't pronounce these names. But that's all right.
I mean,
it's just our whatever.
But the cherubs, they're sent to guard the gate of Eden. Originally, they were depicted as the bearers of God's thrones.
Oh.
Also sent to guard the gates of Eden. Originally, they were described as the bearers of God's thrones, powerful beings with four wings and four faces.
Oh.
However, in modern times, they've changed the looks of them to the chubby little babies with wings.
Aw, I love a fat baby.
Yeah, it's so weird, because they went from being depicted as having four faces
mm-hmm.
and full size with four wings to depiction of little babies. Hmm. So they're, you know, like we say, the artist again. Oops. Okay, then the next level, there's nine of these all together, but the next one are the thrones.
Okay, like Game of Thrones.
I think so, yeah. But they're also known as the eyed ones, the many-eyed ones.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They're watching you.
Yeah.
Private eyes. They're watching you. They see your every move.
Uh-huh. They have the moody... They have the duty of carrying out God's decisions.
You said duty.
Duty. They have the duty of carrying out God's decisions.
Duty.
They're often represented as fiery wheels, like you see in the old paintings of the mm-hmm. wheels.
Big wheels. Keep on your microphone.
Big wheels keep on
your microphone's falling down.
I know.
What the hell?
That's why it keeps getting quiet. Here, let me tighten it up. Okay, and then after them, you got the
Dominions?
After that, you got the
Dominions.
Dominions.
Wow.
Meow.
Their job is to regulate the duties of the other angels and ensure that God's wishes are carried out.
Okay. So below, they're carriers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Below them, you have the virtues, mm-hmm. the angels of grace who bring God's blessings to earth. usually in the form of miracles, known as the brilliant or shining ones. See, there goes back to where in the Bible they always mentioned that, that the angels were the shining ones.
And a lot of those videos you see maybe on YouTube, when they do depict angels showing up at hospitals when people are dying, or, you know, I think there was a famous one of a young girl who was in a coma and came back to life, or, you know, came back to out of her coma. There was a huge bright light. Do you remember seeing that one?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, we'll have to, have to put the video. Yeah. The show. The video, like the CCTV camera, the nurses were at the station watching it, and all of a sudden they saw this shadow, or not a shadow, but a, like a,
like it, a bright
like
light.
A figure, but okay. Very bright and luminous, walking in or out of the room, and then the girl came out of her coma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, let's definitely look at that after we get done recording here. Okay, so the next level is what they call the powers. Their job is to prevent the fallen angels from taking over the world and keeping the universe in balance. They're also seen as the angels of birth and death.
Okay.
So those are the powers. They have the powers of birth and death, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah. Then the next level down is the principalians. They're the guardian angels of the cities, the nations, and rulers. They guard against the invasion of evil angels.
Oh,
so there's evil angels, too.
It's like an army.
Yeah, they're the army of angels, the principalities.
Principalities.
Then, the next level down, this is where we're getting into ones that I recognize, mm-hmm. are the archangels.
Okay.
Probably the best known of the angels. They carry out God's most important messages to the humans.
And a lot of people have great devotion to the angels.
Yeah.
They pray to, you know, especially in the Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm.
Do have a lot of prayers to Michael and Gabriel. Yeah.
And here's, you know, the archangels are also known as the angels of God's armies. So
they must be maybe the leaders
mm-hmm.
of
they
these.
They constantly are in battle with the sons of darkness.
Okay.
And then the last one, which is just an angel. The celestial beings are closest to the humans. They act as intermediaries between the Almighty and the humans.
Okay.
These are also called guardian angels, which we have a show come up about those.
Yeah. So I think everybody is assigned. I think everybody has a guardian angel attached to them.
That's what they say. So I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, it's kind of neat. There is a case in 1985 where a Russian space scientist, they were up in space doing their space science stuff after, and they, you know, were orbiting the Earth. Well, on their 155th day of orbiting the Earth, they were overtaken by a huge orange light from outside the orbiter. And after their eyes got readjusted and all that, he actually said they saw seven giant figures in the form of humans, but with wings and mist-like halos, the classic description mm-hmm. of an angel. And they say that they were hundreds of feet tall and a wingspan as great as a jetliner.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, the Russians say that they saw them.
That is, and, you know, I mean, they wouldn't just come out and say this.
Yeah, because they would get
in trouble.
Yeah.
You don't mess with you. Get sent to Siberian prison. You're making stuff up and you're in the space program.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've listened to what the levels of the angels are, but where do they live? Where do they exist at?
It is common for people to believe that angels live in heaven, but the idea of heaven really just indicates a place of higher position, you know, and in case of the spirits of the world, the spirit is just energy that dwell within really everywhere. And the angels are no different.
So like our spiritual plane may not be up in the clouds. It could just be everywhere else. It's just a different frequency or vibration
exactly.
or that we're not living on. So
yeah.
They're just kind of everywhere.
You know, and, you know, in the Bible, they say they rose to heaven and all that. But I think that's a metaphor because I think it's when you rise above, that means you're better than.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fall, you're lesser. And they say that the angels are better than the demons and all that. So I think that's just a metaphor. But so really, we can just say that the angels live everywhere.
Sure.
You know, I do know of someone that had a near-death experience that said that heaven looked like bubbles when she went there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they did find that out past Pluto and all that and the Oort cloud, there's a section of the universe that they found magnetic bubbles in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to look that up.
That could be heaven. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, it could just be all around us. We don't know. They could be on a spiritual plane, as they say.
And if they, you know, if they take human form at some times,
mm-hmm.
they've been known they to do. You could be sitting next to somebody. I mean, you know, I always think, this is just my weird way of thinking, but like, okay, say if somebody comes up to you and asks for help or something, I always wonder, okay, is this an angel? Am I being tested?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I always have that weird thought in my mind.
And that thought was put in your head because you've heard a lot of stories about
people
doing something nice and finding out it was an angel testing them or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Okay, so what exactly does an angel do?
It, like we said in the different levels of that, they bring the messages to others, but they also do work to assist and guide us. Not wanting to interfere with us in our lives, angels allow us to make our choices. They're like, I want to say guardian, but they guide us in our decisions.
Well, yeah. I think too, you know, just from one experience I had, I won't talk about the one until our other show, so you guys have to stay tuned for that. But there was a time that maybe I'll save that for the next show.
Yeah, save it for the...
I have two.
Guardian story. Angel yeah. part.
Yep, so
but
just stay
they're
tuned.
Messengers of God. That's basically what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they protect the heavens and protect the gates of heaven and all that jazz.
Maybe my bunny rabbits turned into angels.
You never know.
With little wings. Little booby and zippy and snappy. Little cherub bunnies.
Cherub bunnies.
I'd like to think so.
So on that note, do they have names?
Yeah, so I have a list here of angel names and the meaning of the names. It's kind of collected throughout history and lore and various experts of angels. So I'll just read off some of them and tell you the name and then the meaning behind it. And a lot of people who have a guardian angel, they like to name their angel. So here's some from the list.
All right.
So
Joe.
Let me see if there's a Joe on here. There isn't.
I am no angel.
Tell him, Mom. Okay, so there's a Jeremiel. It's Jeremiel, whose name means mercy of God. He's an archangel. There is Lame Mirakiel.
Now I see why you have the list. There's no way I can mention those.
Lame Mirakiel, who... This
Mirakiel?
Yes, he is an angel who thwarts deception. Marmaroth, an angel who has power to thwart fate.
Okay.
Of course, Michael, the great archangel, whose name means who is as God. There is Amael. It's Omael. Angel of chemistry and species perpetuation.
Interesting.
Let's see. Raziel. An angel chief who thrones over guarding the secrets of the universe, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
My angel, Sabriel, archangel who guards the first heaven.
How many heavens are there?
I thought there was only one. I don't know. There may be different.
Different. There's nine levels of heaven.
Nine levels. And Quabriel, ruling angel of the ninth hour of the day. So there's angels that rule different times of the day, different places. Rizoel, angel with power to thwart demons. Rizoel. I like that one. Get all the demons out of here. Here's an interesting one. Uriel. Okay. A great archangel who means thy God is my light. Temecula,
the guardian of the beer.
Yeah, that's it. Might be mine. angel caretaker who protects newborn babies and children. Zaral, Z-A-R-A-L-L, cherub angel who guards the Ark of the Covenant.
Which nobody has found yet.
Amabrel, the angel of physics and astronomy. Zuriel, angel ruler of the principalities whose name means my rock is God.
Give us one more.
All right, let me find a one good more. One for you. A good one. Okay, here's Anael, A-N-A-E-L, angel influencing love, passion, and sexuality. All righty. So that's just, I
so
mean,
you
there's,
had to bring sex into this, didn't you?
I did. Did. And let's see. I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Baruchiel. Angel with the power over strife.
What's strife?
I don't know.
No, it's,
but we'll have to look it up.
So yeah, it's just like a strife is just
disagreement, anger,
yeah, over
conflict
issues.
Between
yeah.
two people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Okay.
All right, we're on that.
Yeah. So I mean, are all angels good?
Well, yeah. It says true angels are simply enlightened, benevolent.
That's the word I can't say.
Spirit messengers that always have our best interests in mind, but also know that. There's people whose spirits don't elevate at first.
Okay.
And they choose to remain to the earthly realm, which is probably our ghosts that we love to chase.
Yeah.
And then the earthbound spirits, they bring their own messages to people, usually looking for help to ascend out of their condition and, you know, move on to the higher plane.
Okay.
And become angel. These are the very people that angels attempt to free. So okay. The angels are, you know, kind of coming down and... just helping them transition to whatever the next plane is.
Okay, so if somebody is passing away, the angels are there to help them move to the next level.
Right, they're there to guide them to transition to, you know, maybe take them to, I would think, hopefully go and be with all your other loved ones who's passed on, you know, find them.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that or studied that a lot about, you know, near-death experiences. And that's one of the first things that people say is they're always welcomed by their relatives, mm-hmm. their loved ones, and they always appear to them as shining pure white light. So maybe that's the lowest level of angel is an angel. Maybe that's what they're seeing.
Yeah, and then further reading, it says, lost people in the spirit are not something to fear, but are just in need of love and the truth to set them free.
Yeah.
So they're obviously tied here. For some reason, and need the angels to come and help mm-hmm. them guide.
You know, it's weird because after looking at all this research and all that, and looking at the different levels of angels and their duties and all that, and it's almost like here with your bosses and your managers, and you have different levels. I mean, your worker bees, and then
you have your mid-level management, you have your upper management, you have your VPs. What are you doing? He's just scooting on his butt.
I'm moving over so I can talk.
Scooting like a dog on his butt.
Okay, folks, another rabbit hole. These chairs that we're sitting on recording keep sliding away from the microphone.
I think an angel's pulling a chair out from underneath us. Tell us to get up and get moving.
Yeah, but like I said, it's weird because you think of the levels of angels in that, and you wouldn't think that there'd be hierarchies. Mm-hmm. And how do you move from one level to the next? They're saying, you know, I've seen in the research too that the highest levels of angels have never been human form. Oh. It's just, you know, it makes you think more of with like the near-death experiencers and all that stuff and the things that they've seen, you know, how do you move to that next level?
I don't know. Maybe it's just my opinion. Just maybe by serving. You know, and having devotion
I know
to
a
the
lot of
ultimate
religion,
being.
Yeah. I know a lot of religions don't believe in reincarnation, but I've seen a lot of stories in that say that you keep coming back to learn more mm-hmm. every time you come back. And every time you come back, you accomplish that learning to move to the next level. So I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah. I get fascinated when why I wanted to kind of do this. The show about this topic was I always go on YouTube and I watch videos of like, you'll see like white beams of light flying through mm-hmm. the clouds and people are, you know, saying it's angels. There's pictures of angels appearing in photographs in cathedrals and churches and in the Vatican. And I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I like, you know, could sit there for hours and just watch.
I mean, like we brought up demonology and all that stuff. And you just have to bring the other side of it to the table also. So we brought in the angels.
Have you had any experience with an angel?
I have not. Mm-hmm. Not that I know of.
Okay.
I haven't seen any.
Oh, you never know. They might appear to you just somebody to help out or slip a buck to.
And that's why, you know, you really have to think when you're out and you have somebody come up to you and say, well, like an example.
Okay.
I got in a huge argument with some people on YouTube because I told a girl that asked me for, she actually asked me for 40 cents. Here it is midnight, Kroger's parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I get out of my car and I hear this, sir, sir. And I'm like, ugh, here we go.
Somebody begging?
Yeah. And she asked for 40 cents. 40 cents.
What an odd amount.
Yeah. So I looked at her. I said, no, but they're hiring because Kroger has a huge sign hiring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I got a big argument with some people on YouTube and on Facebook about that. But I've heard stories where people have had people come up to them and ask for money or that, mm-hmm. and they help them out and find out afterwards that they turn around and they vanished. Yeah. So was that an angel? And if this girl was an angel, she was the angel of the crack. No, I don't know. But
well, you just don't know. You know, it's like you want to help people.
And I do. I mean.
Yeah, you do. You do a lot for people.
A lot.
But you don't want to be taken advantage of either. And that's so, what you know, it's
careful.
Like,
you have to
is this a test or is this just somebody trying to con you out of cash to buy drugs?
And, okay, let's say this person was an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And doing a test, but if you think about it, God knows all.
Yeah.
So he knows how you're going to react to it.
Well, I mean, that's where the free will comes in.
Yeah.
You know, where you have the choice to help or not help. Mm-hmm. So you just never know. Are you being tested or is it just somebody?
You never know.
Just trying to.
And like you were saying earlier about all the YouTube videos and all that, there's a lot of them out there that show what look like angels popping in, saving somebody, and then popping out.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one of the bicyclists going across the road and a truck is coming and all of a sudden you see this beam of light come down and all of a sudden he's in a different spot.
Yeah.
Now that one was definitely debunked. That was a commercial.
Was it?
Yeah, that was a commercial from Brazil or something like that. Yeah.
That was a really good one.
But there are some out there that just like anything else, they can't be, you can't figure out how or why or how that happened.
Yeah. Because, you know, with any type of video, there's always a chance something could be altered.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, I just always say, just take it with a grain of salt. I have faith. And if something happens in your personal life, then, you know, then you'll have your answer.
And it's you teaching yourself to be more benevolent or whatever that word is. But, hey, if you're on this earth to learn something and you learn something, and maybe you do, after you pass away, move to that next level.
Maybe.
Game up, you know?
Yeah. What have you learned so far in your 43 years on Earth?
In my 28 years on Earth, I've learned a lot.
What is one good lesson that you could share with everybody?
Patience.
Yeah.
Patience.
No.
Ah!
Stop it.
Patience. And the big thing is just if you see somebody that pisses you off or you see somebody that doesn't do things your way or something happens, there's a term that I use, just acknowledge and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because by you getting pissed off or getting upset or that, it's not going to change what happened. You need to change what happened by being calm and taking care of the situation. So you just acknowledge and move on.
All right.
That's, I guess, something I learned, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you're a better man than I am because I just get pissed off. I used to be a nice person.
You know, life's too short to worry about stuff.
I know, but I'm a worrywart. So how do you move on? You know, how do you like, okay, just let it go?
I just do.
All right. You have a milder temperament than me. I think that's the difference between men and women. Men are just so evil, even keeled.
Evil? You said evil.
Men are evil keeled. And we're just emotional beings that our emotions and our hormones and our
one of the most
get
important
the best of us sometimes.
Yeah. One of the most important differences between men and women are men know how to shop.
Whatever.
We go into the store
no.
and we go right to what we need
no.
and we get it. We don't hunt and hunt.
No, that's the fun of it. It's not a chore. It's the experience.
You know, one thing that Jackie used to do?
Yeah.
She would, I think she called it shopping, but she used to go shopping. She would go through the store,
mm-hmm.
pick out all this stuff, and when she was done, she would put the cart off to the side and walk out. She was so she was just shopping. She wasn't buying.
Does she have a deer in her cart?
No. Not that I know of. Maybe she
did. Should we get the thrill and excitement of shopping but not spend the money?
Exactly.
Oh, man. I wish I'd learned that lesson years ago.
I wondered about, you know, it's funny because I when she did that, I was like, what are you doing? She says, hey, it's a chance for me to get out of the house and do things. I'm like, okay.
Wow. man, I wish I had that discipline. But I get into Target and it's like I get possessed. Women will understand. You get into Target for one thing only, and you come out with minimum $50 later. Minimum.
See, that's where women.
My guardian angel needs to come in with me next time and just not allow me put anything in my cart but what exactly I went in there for.
With a big stick.
Yes, just beat me with your wing. No, you can't have those chocolates. No, you can't have that magazine. No, you don't need those potato chips. All right, folks.
Yeah, but okay. So now that we've talked about angels, we definitely, our next show, we want to bring out about guardian angels. That's, you know, the angels are cool, but it's the guardian angels that help people out.
Yeah, so I think we'll dive a little bit deeper into the personal connection between humans and their guardian angels. And we'll have a lot more, some personal stories to share.
Yeah, I know you
so
have a couple of them.
Yeah,
so.
I have two really interesting stories that I will share on our next show. So just make sure that you stay tuned and watch for it. We'll come at you every week. Every week we do the show, folks. So
on our new YouTube channel.
Yes, on our new, yes. Subscribe to us so you can get all our shows.
So
on time.
We're coming to the end of this show and we want to throw out some shout outs.
Shout out time.
We should make a song.
We need the shout out song. Yeah.
I'll work on that this week.
All right. I won't sing, I promise.
But last week you guys noticed that we did a paranormal investigation with the big dogs.
Big dog paranormal.
Big dogs. That was great.
Oh my God. That was so fun.
Guys are awesome.
They were. They were just so kind and interesting and funny and just.
That one girl drove all the way from Dayton.
Yeah. I wish I would have got her name. She was so nice.
Yeah. And I was thinking after when I got home, I'm like, she's driving back to Dayton.
Yeah.
Why didn't we just offer her to stay at the house or stay at your house or my house? I don't care. But she just.
We didn't know that until the end.
Yeah,
so,
until the end.
But anyways, we appreciate.
So maybe she didn't drive all the way back that night. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? But the big dogs were
big
cool.
Big dogs, yeah. So and they heard they're going back. They're going back to the Collingwood
in January.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's exciting and good luck to them. I know Joe and I got some very interesting film footage.
Yeah.
That we put up on our YouTube channel.
And that's, you know, so you're going to have to go up and look at our YouTube channel. We're in a room we call the death room. It's a room where they stored the bodies of the nuns that passed away during the wintertime. And when we were doing it, we were like, we got skunked. We didn't see nothing. We had no, I mean, we got a few things on our
little
recorders.
Little did we know.
Yeah. So get on there and check out the light anomalies that interact with Jen.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And everybody I showed the video to were like, oh my God.
Yeah, check it out.
So anyhow, that's our shout out for this week is Big Dog Paranormal. We really want to thank them for inviting us to spend the night with their investigation. It was so much fun.
That was fun. And just thanks for all the new people who have liked our 222 Paranormal Podcast Facebook page. I know we've got a lot of new likes. We appreciate you guys coming by. Give us a shout out on the page. Say hello. Tell us your ghost story.
Tell us how good I am. Praise me.
Oh, my Lord.
Tell me that I am awesome. So, anyways, folks.
He's so modest.
Yeah.
Anyways, we appreciate you guys listening in. And if you enjoy our podcast, subscribe to our channel. Check us out on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts
and
from.
And hopefully soon we will be on iHeartRadio. We're working on that
one
right now.
We're working on it. We are working on it and we're working on our website. So hopefully in the near future we'll have some really cool merch to sell to you guys. You can get your own Paranormal Podcast t-shirt.
T-shirt, stickers, dowsing rods.
Yes. We have dowsing rods. Yes. So if anybody would like their own set of dowsing rods, just send us a private message. We have them. Awesome dowsing rods.
They have skull beads on them.
Yeah, very skulls. Cool.
They're very cool and gothic.
And if we should do a show on dowsing rods, Joe.
Okay.
All right. So stay tuned in the future for that.
Stay tuned 3 to 6 weeks from now.
We just got to make it through the holidays.
Yeah. So anyways, folks, thanks for tuning in today.
We appreciate you. Check us out. 222 Paranormal Podcast. Joe and Jen signing out. We love you.
All right. See you next week. Whoa. Just hold on to your dog knickers for a second. We can't end the show like this. Here's some things that I cut out of the show. Hope you enjoy.
Know the true understanding of it.
Oh, okay. God, we suck.
We suck.
Where's it at?
I thought you had it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Sorry.
Jesus, Jesus, take the wheel.
Angels exist at. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have went into that yet. Do you want to go back to the hierarchy and stay on that?
Yeah, let's stay on that.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Okay, so let me go back here.
Okay. I won't answer. Okay. I'm going to start the whole thing over. Just start the whole thing over.
Yeah. Okay. They have the moody. They have the duty of.
Do angels have names? You should ask me that.
Oh.
I got the list.
Well, no. It's,
but we'll have to look it up.
Strife is like.
Is it just like adversity? Maybe?
Yeah.
It's a video game, tick, apparently. Tick, 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 it's tick. Strife. Strife. Do, 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 do. Booger.
It's angry or bitter disagreement over fundamental issues. So, yeah, it's just like a strife is just, you know, some are benevolent, some are benevolent spirits.
I don't know what that word is. Three, two, breathe.
Well, it's true. Angels with, which are simply enlightened, benevolent spirits.
These people are very...
Booger.
These are the very people that angels attempt to free.
Okay, now we can end the show. Thanks, everyone.